Good morning, church. You know, as we worship today, I came in prepared to just the usual things that I have or see or experience, but I'm so full of inspiration. Can I have an hour, Pastor? No, I'm just kidding. It's an opportunity to speak to my own church. We are a wonderful church. And to me, it's so precious that there are all of us here worshiping and doing the work that God wants us to do. This church means a lot to me. I've been here since 1975. I came with my toddlers, and now I'm a grandmother. And I never went away. And I grew, and I'm still growing. And that's the thing I'd like to challenge you. Last year, about this time, I spoke at Crosswood Church, and I says that you've got to do something. Because most of us, including me, we are just pew members. Who of you say that you are just coming to church and sit on a pew and worship and do nothing else? But God demands of us to make our church alive and to improve our lives and to continue to grow as we listen and as we participate in worship and do the work and the ministries that this church has to do. This is a stewardship campaign, and that's why I've been asked to speak. And we think of money. That's not just it. It's money, your talents, your support, your service, your presence. And how many of you come here because you have great friends? You have friends who say, when they love you and hug you at greeting time with each other, I believe we all mean it. And these are the things that make us wonderful in this life. We are a community of believers, and there isn't thoughts to say, oh, I don't believe in this thing, so I'm not coming back anymore. But there is this magnet that God wants us to come and serve and give. And, you know, stewardship doesn't just mean money. It's everything that's all of us to serve this church. We are God's hands and feet. And God's work cannot be done unless we use our hands and feet to do them. And sharing is a great opportunity. Sharing our stories. Some of us have lots of great spiritual experiences. And as we go through all our Sunday school, our Bible study and all that, it's so wonderful to share our experiences with our faith. And they begin to show light to some of us and say, oh, I can do that. Oh, I can be a person because this person was able to overcome the obstacles that we have. Life is not easy. I told my friends at Bible study and said, I'm in my 70s, and I'm working harder than when I was taking care of my toddlers and raising children and all that. And I would ask God, did I pray for this time that I didn't want to work too much anymore? But I'm still working and working and working much, much more than I have imagined. But I enjoy it because God equips me. God blesses me with the things I can do. And one thing that I'd like to say is we come here because we look for a happy place to be. How many of you are happy when you come here on Sundays? Yay! How many of you are happy when we go out and show what kind of people we are? We are happy because of God's blessings. And I'd like to leave with you a challenge. As we continue to pray, as we continue to grow, we as children of God, I have 3 G's to share for you today. You must go. You never go backward. and you grow, and you glow so others can see what God does in you. This church provides me all that. And I, when I was a lay leader of the district, I visited all the churches, and Pastor Stacy, you can probably appreciate the fact that I'll not move. I've seen all these churches, 42 of them. But I looked at the life of the church, what gives them inspiration. And I think this is about the time that I can say the things, the elements that kind of make a church alive. We have great music. We have wonderful musicians and wonderful equipment where we spend and put our contributions and money and pledges into it. We have a wonderful facility. And I've never seen a place where all the children at three, telling their testimonies how they love God. We are a truly diverse, we are intergenerational, and we have all those elements for growth. So my dear friends, if you are just a pew member, do something. This church needs to grow, and we need to grow, because God loves us, and he wants us to work for him. We are his hands and his feet. Thank you. Is it an hour now?